The Thrift Savings Plan has just posted its 2010 annual participant statements, where you can tell how much you would make if you retired. Details coming from Tom Trabucco. He is the Director of External Affairs at the Federal Retirement Thrift Investment Board, and he joins us now live. Tom, always a pleasure to have you here.
Hello, Chris. Good to be with you.
So these 2010 annual participant statements, this isn't new, right? This is something you've always done.
That's right. We have done annual participant statements for a number of years. What we have done recently, however, since we've gone to the website, is we've allowed you to get your quarterly statements exclusively on the web. Although we do send you an annual package, if you just want to get your statement on the web, you can do that. We'll send you the highlights annually and a little other information on the TSP. We think it's good to touch people with paper once a year.
Yep.
But anyway, we did some improvements to the account statement this year, and people can find it in the My Account section of the website, not surprisingly.
Yeah.
The first thing people will be pleased with, I think, is that we have a bar chart right at the beginning, account balance history, which looks back 5 years. When you look at that, you'll see 2007 was your previous high point, most likely, and then it went down at your account balance went down in 2008, 2009. Well, the good news is it has come back since then. So those who were looking at it thinking the last few years have not been productive, right, I think they'll be pleasantly surprised.
Now, have we passed, most folks, have they passed where we were in 2008?
If they held steady and continued to contribute, they could have. It's close. Mine is just under, but as we've discussed previously, with three children in college, I am not contributing and have not for a bit.
You have the big tuition that's coming out of your wallet already every month. So
that's right. But I think most people, if they've continued contributing and not not just took big losses in the stock market and then moved over to the G fund, if they've stayed with their long term plan, they should be in pretty good shape. Another item we've got on here is an entry for lifetime contributions, and again, this should make people feel pretty good because it shows you how much you've contributed to the TSP account. And then when you look at the balance that you've got, once you include your earnings and, of course, your employer contributions, you'll see that account balance is significantly larger than the amount that you put in. And then finally, our big addition this time is something called TSP Lifetime Payment. Mm. And what this is intended to do is help people, now that the plan is 24 years old, it's getting to that point of maturity where people have been in it for quite a while and they're thinking not just of accumulating amounts of money, but how that's going to help them in retirement in terms of a stream of payments. We now show you what your account balance would buy in terms of an annuity payment. For people who are starting to think.
So essentially, if I was retiring today, what would I get?
That's correct.
Yeah.
If you purchased a TSP annuity at the rates that it's currently going at, and that tells you what that is. So you can package that together with your monthly payment you expect from your from Social Security and from your defined benefit as a FERS employee or as a CSRS employee, and you can see what your income would be in retirement.
Give you a sense as to whether you can retire, when, how soon, and all those kinds of things.
Exactly.
How much you need to contribute, whether you need to step up those contributions, all those kinds of questions.
Well, that's right. Yes, exactly.
And walk us through where people can find that. If they go to TSP.gov.
Right. It's one of the tabs right across the top of the page. One of five or six major tabs. It says My Account. Once you get into My Account, you'll see a breakout, either quarterly statements or annual statements. Just click on annual statement, and there you have it.
Very nice. One thing that we were talking about last week, and I know at the board meeting, they you're very interested in making sure that the costs are low for the TSP.
Yes, exactly. That is a major part of every board meeting because it's part of our law. It says that the board members, one of their responsibilities as fiduciaries is to provide for policies that provide low administrative expenses. So we always pay attention to that, because anything we spend comes right out of participants' accounts. I did not have the number at my fingertips last week, but we do now have the cost.
Because we pop quizzed you, and you didn't, you know, it's not always right there on your fingertips.
That's right. And I could have made it up, but somebody might have checked.
Yeah, no, somebody will come back. And so it's better that we, that's why we talk to you each week.
That's right. So the net expenses charged to participant accounts last year was 2.462 basis points. Now, what that means is each participant was charged 24.6 cents for each $1,000 of account balance. It's a very low cost. It's five times lower than the next S&P 500 fund that I'm aware of. There may be some smaller ones out there where people do better, but it is a very, very, very low rate, and we're happy to be able to provide that to participants.
And I know I often get emails from folks saying, oh, you know, why don't I was trying to sell some fund in the morning and it didn't get processed. This is not the design. In fact, by law, you guys are required to think of this in a long-term fund.
That's right. That's right. And that's what all of our materials are geared to. You know, what you're doing through your work life, and your Uncle Sam helps you do it by giving you a tax break and matching contributions, but you're encouraged to do what's called a CODA, a cash or deferred arrangement under the tax law. You can either accept your pay now, or you can defer receipt of it and have it sent pre-tax into the TSP to be invested for you where it grows without taxes being applied to it while it's growing. You, of course, pay the taxes when you draw it out.
We wanted to quickly mention, because there's this month, there's a brand new fund that's being introduced to the suite of TSP funds, and it's a new L fund.
That's right. Yes, the L2050 fund joined our array of funds here as of February 1st, and the 2010 fund phased out. We told people they don't have to do anything about the 2010 fund. Their funds will just go, if they were in that fund, those will just roll down into the L income fund. However, if people wanted to partake of the 2050 fund, they do need to do something. They either need to request an interfund transfer to send money there, or change how their contributions are being invested to direct funds in new contributions to the 2050 fund. Both of those things are indeed happening. I checked the numbers just a little bit ago today, and I see that since February 1st, a net of $235 million has been sent into the 2050 fund via interfund transfers, and the total in that fund, when you include both new contributions and the interfund transfers, is already $386 million, 0854902.22.
Wow.
So we do have a number of takers, and interestingly, it looks as though people are, we had net outflows in interfund transfers from the 2040 fund every day thus far in February, and net gains in the 2050 fund. So it's not a dollar for dollar match, but it does indicate that there is a interest by those who were long before in going even a little bit longer into the 2050.
And I know I always sound like a broken record, but the 2050, this is not when you're retiring. This is when you're going to start tapping that money, and those two dates, they may be the same. Chances are they're not the same.
That's right. Yeah. Most federal, the average age of a federal retiree or someone retiring from federal government is about 62 years old, just about what it is in the private sector. So many people who are retiring at that age may get a second job, or may not need to draw down, especially if you're a CSRSer, may not need to draw down their TSP accounts just yet.
Tom Trabucco, he is the Director of External Affairs at the Federal Retirement Thrift Investment Board, and we have a link to the TSP website, tsp.gov, and to